Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No way to beat around the bush, Sean Smith, in the studio with us today. Bob Fesco, Sean, nice to have you on the show. We appreciate you coming in. Man. Got you a little thing, a fireball, if you want to get after it and turn up on a Monday. I don't know where you're at. I know you're going to the game, man. Like that's like the holy water at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's the holy water, but I'm more of a tequila guy.
Ooh. What kind of tequila you like?
Don Julio.
Okay.
Or I might drink some Henny.
Ooh. Oh, Henny. A little bit of Henny, huh?
See, yeah. I got into sidecars. I didn't know cognac was the main ingredient.
Oh, man. Hey, a sidecar when you go to a restaurant, that's insane.
I've never had a sidecar.
Never had a sidecar? It's like a very like citrusy orange-ish kind of a drink with cognac. Uh-huh. I mean, you drink three of them and you can't walk.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
right.
Just don't get the sugar on the rim.
Yeah, man. Don't do that.
You're a man, so you don't want to. Right.
Dusty gets the sugar.
It's good, though, but I'm just saying.
Give me a frozen strawberry margarita, put some sugar on that rim, man. Like, I don't care. I'll pig you out on that thing.
No, good tequila's good, though, man. Like people got this image of tequila being this bad drink. Yeah, there's some bad tequila out there.
There's bad whiskey, bad vodka, bad gin.
There's always something bad, but I mean, tequila's like, me and my girl, we go out. We go, that's... Tequila's I go to.
Tequila tonics over the summer.
Tequila and tonic,
squeeze a lime, let it sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I get into DMs and it's not bad. So interesting game. I want to ask you, because we had Derek Johnson on earlier, defensive guy. Tonight's game could be a little sloppy. Is that like a huge advantage for defensive guys?
Yeah, because you know pretty much they're not going to throw the ball deep, at least try not to, depending on the field conditions, if receivers can go. But for the most part up front, you know what type of game is going to be, a run game. Mm-hmm. And if you stop them early on first and second down, get them to a third and long, all they could do is a screen something safe and rely on the special teams to get a return, get something good. I mean, the defense, we like games like this. When I was playing, I love the snow games, the rain games, because – as the offensive lineman, they don't want to be out there just like we don't want to be out there. Mm-hmm. So if you take the fight to them first, it's over with.
Right.
The first two plays, and you know, Bob, when I play, I'm going to talk smack to you the whole time and just see what check your temperature early in the game. And I think Chris Jones does a great job of doing that. You know what I mean? I feel like he should be a defensive MVP, and they don't give him the more credit like he should.
Yeah, he's definitely defensive player of the year. And I'm more impressed with Chris Jones than anybody else on this roster right now, because sometimes you pay a guy and that's it. Hey, I got my check, right?
Yeah,
Chris Jones is going out. He's earning that money. And I think that's very rare in sports for guys to get the bag and to go out there and then dominate and be like, I should probably get more money, you know?
But he's probably is going to get more money, but he's a different breed, though. You think about it. Anytime I'm at home and I'm watching a game and I'm like, it's third and long or some crucial situation, 95.
Mm-hmm.
90, you see, I tweet 95. 95 is about to take the game. Or even when we be BSing around during the game, and then when it's nut time, Chris always come through, whether he's at end, the three technique, the one, it doesn't matter. He's a game changer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then Nick Bolton, what he does back there as far as at the linebacker. Secondary, I still think we should be able to trade for somebody here.
Who do you want?
I want Lattimore.
Yeah, get him now. I mean,
I'm just going to be honest. I want Lattimore. I mean, I feel like he can shore up our defense on some of the loose ends that we have back there.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm not knocking the guys. They've been doing a good job, find a way, you know what I mean? Offense been doing what they're supposed to do. I just want more out of the special teams, though. To get a Super Bowl again, we're going to have to be big on special teams.
That's the Mecole Hardman call right there. Because, I mean, I think that's what's great about Mecole Hardman, because I was talking to some buddies over the weekend where, like, he does two things normally a game. Like, he'll have the jet sweep every once in a while. It goes for, like, 17 on, like, a second and two, which is great. Or he has, like, the 45-yard punt return that puts him on the other side of the 50, and it's like, all right, here we go. Now we can just, you know, shorten everything up and kind of do that. And it's always somewhere around that. And, again, we talk about the weather conditions in tonight's game. Could be one of those nights to see that with Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, it could be. I'm just thinking we get up early, and I can really enjoy the game. And it's, like you say,
you'll tequila. Get some Don.
Put the phone away.
Yeah, I'm not even. I don't even want the phone out. But it's I just, it's something special going on, right? And I kind of felt it when I was just in the city, just driving around a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just different. Just seeing different things. It's different. You know, with the soccer stadium and all. Kansas City's a different vibe now.
Yeah, a lot different than when you were here playing. I mean,
it was a struggle.
But like you went through kind of what's going on in New Orleans right now, where like you had that one game and it is meltdown central, and people are like, "Screw this, man, I'm done."
Yeah, you're done. I mean, you see, Oliva got his fifth concussion.
Yeah.
But now he's blaming the quarterback too. So I know I understand that too, because I don't blame a couple of quarterbacks. At that time.
Who are you blaming?
I don't know. I mean, I still to this day, I go back to that game in the playoffs when we played Baltimore here. We should have won.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too many distractions with Charlie Weiss taking a job,
right?
The stuff that was going on with Todd Romeo, you know, just trying to change gears with the direction we was going, and It's crazy, but I'm happy. You know, I'm just happy the way everything turned out and that we finally got a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Not one, got two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got three.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I think we're going to continue to grow. And we got depth. That's the biggest thing that we didn't have in the past. Mm-hmm. We never had depth. And now you had depth. You could do anything. It's next man up.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you were saying it before we took the air. Like, it doesn't matter who you give Patrick Mahomes. He makes guys better. It's just crazy to watch, you know?
But that's why he's an MVP. When we make you an MVP, I tell people all the time, in order to be an MVP, you got to make the guys around you good. That's what makes LeBron James so great. Everybody say he's the GOAT, because guess what? When you're MVP is when you can make everybody else around you good. No difference from playing with Derrick Johnson. You know, I know you guys had him on earlier, but Derrick was a good linebacker. I knew, hey, I tell DJ, I'm going in the A-gap. He knew, hey, get in the other gap, because I'm going another way. I'm trying to make something happen. Mm-hmm. And when you have that type of chemistry, you see it. You see it with the defense now. The chemistry is there. And, you know, I got a group chat with some former Bengals, Willie Anderson and TJ Houshman's out of chat, Ocho, right? We in a group chat, and we was talking about Spags. Everybody's saying, hey, Spags should be up for a head coaching job. I'm like, he done it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why go?
Right.
Why
That's kind of I mean, where I am with you.
Why go when you're successful? Head coach, being a head coach, people don't understand there's so much stuff you have to deal with. Spags is a great coordinator. Let him stay being a great coordinator. That's the same thing. I love him to death, Romeo Crennel.
Mm-hmm.
Great head coach, but he should have stayed a coordinator.
Right.
A great some guys in this game are better off being coordinators and not head coaches.
Well, the NFL just has a head coach problem now. I mean, like, you've got Andy Reid, you've got Mike Tomlin, you've got John Harbaugh, you know, a couple of others here or there. But, man, the head coaching candidates have just been total ass lately.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Remember Nick Sorensen?
Yeah.
He's a defensive coordinator at San Fran. You know what I mean? So it's just like, a new age now. It's going with younger guys, and they feel like the younger guys can reach the young guys that they're bringing in. But it's still, I'm still kind of mix of a old school, new school. I know how to get to the young, relate to you, but also I'm still going to be hard on your ass. And we're trying to win and buy in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And when you don't have no true leadership in the locker room, it shows. You know what I mean? It just shows.
Yeah. Would you rather play for Mahomes or Spags?
You said, I'd rather play for Mahomes?
Yeah, like, would you rather have Mahomes as your quarterback and you're on the defense, or let Spags be your defense coordinator?
I feel like when I'm 15 back there, I could be the coordinator and we fine.
Fair enough.
Don't take this the wrong way. Against Spags. Bob, you know, I tweet, hey, man, what is Spags doing right now? Why are we blitzing right now? Come on. We need help. Cover two. I mean, come on. Yeah, can't blitz, but he lives and die by the blitz. He's like Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
You know, live and die by the blitz, and you know he's stuck in his way, and that's just what it is. I need to give me one of them T-shirts that was going around before having one. Spags and Spags we trust.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So I mean, and it's going to be key for him in the second half of the season too with the play calling. I know his name's going to come up for. We go back to the Super Bowl again. His name is coming up for a coaching job.
It should, but at 64 years old, I would tell him, you tried that in St. Louis. You weren't good. I was there his first year in St. Louis. I saw what was going on. It just wasn't good. Like, certain people aren't meant for every job, and that's okay. Be great at what you do. He's great as a defensive coordinator, right?
He's very good at a defensive coordinator. And you notice, if you watch him on a sideline, he doesn't panic. Even in a crucial situation, he doesn't panic. And I like the relationship. And everybody's saying, you know, when Andy retires, Spags is the next in line. Sometimes it doesn't work like that. And, you know, because once Andy leaves, the roster's going to get dismantled. And I can't say this, though. I do feel like Andy's on his way. If we win, I wouldn't be surprised if he's off in the sunset and go out on a high note.
I take the other side. I think he's just going to stack Super Bowl trophies.
only reason I say that, and not to get, you know, I'm not a person, I like to get in people's personal life, just with all the other stuff that he's been dealing with. And he's persevered through it, and, you know, you don't hear much about it because Andy's never been that type of guy. I remember when I was playing for Cleveland, and he was coaching for the Eagles, and I used to mess with him, rub my stomach in the belly of the sideline, and just messing with him. But he's funny. He takes the antagonism and all that. But he's a great coach when it comes to the X's and O's, and I just love what he's done.
You mentioned Cincinnati and being in a group text with them. What do they think of the Chiefs? The TJ Houshmandzadas, the Ocho Cincos of the world.
I tell you what, and guess who? You wouldn't believe who's in the chat with me, dog. He used to play for the Kansas City too, Dwayne Clemens.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
D. Clem. So he's in there. So me and D. Clem, we are the only two Chiefs. So we'd be going back and forth. And you know, TJ's always opinionated. Great guy. I love him and Chad. But you know, Mahomes. TJ was like, man, that's a flag. Mahomes and them. Kansas City gets the call. They're paying the refs. They're always paying the refs. I'm like, bro, we're not paying the refs. Refs make mistakes too. Don't get me wrong. It's been times. Hey, we just got the call, you know what I mean? Because guess what? We could have lost that game to Baltimore if what's-his-name gets his feet in.
Yeah, right.
A couple of inches back.
Isaiah Likely.
We lose the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I hate that. I forgot what the announcer is now. He said ESPN about we could lose the Baltimore Ravens team. Mm-hmm. They could beat us now.
Greenberg.
I was like, nah. We're going to win regardless. And I'm not trying to be cocky, jinx anything.
You sound like me, and that's fine, because that's how we should feel about this team. It is a team that has the goal to go undefeated and to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And who am I to tell Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, no, you can't accomplish those goals? I'm on board.
You've done it already. You're not proving. All right. So it's like, what more do we have to keep doing to prove we got what it takes?
Right.
No matter what, we're still the only undefeated team.
Disrespected, too, I'd say, for an undefeated team.
You know, I tell people all the time, and I got a buddy, he's a realtor in Dallas. It's funny. He's a Cowboys fan. You know,
sorry.
I'm not sorry because I always would thank Jerry Jones because he gave me my first opportunity. That's the first team I ever got to play in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. But the Cowgirls is just not what it is right now.
Yeah.
It's just funny, and it's like you can't. People say Cowboys is American. No, the Chiefs is America's team.
No doubt,
it's proof. Every time they're on TV, everybody watches.
The ratings goes because everybody knows. I don't care if it's 10 seconds left on the clock and we got the ball and we're down. At 15, we believe.
No doubt.
I was in belief that you were going to wear a robe and nothing else. So.
Yeah, what happened with that? We thought you were going to just wear a robe in here today.
I was going to wear a robe. I didn't pack it. I thought I packed it, but I didn't. But also, my girlfriend over here, Sydney, said...
fiance or just girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend right now. Okay. Fiance, probably... Soon, you okay. know what I mean?
But, way to go, Bob.
Well, I'm just I'm looking at her left hand. That's all.
it's a promise
did I let
ring.
Did I let the cat out of the bag that
nah,
I shouldn't nah, have?
It's a promise ring. Okay. You know, I've always been a family guy.
Yeah.
Always in the community. When you see me, I always have my girls and daughters. I'm just in my divorce. I got divorced a couple of years ago, and I'm just in a different direction. My life.
Yeah.
Life changes. You know no what doubt. I mean? I love my kids.
How are the girls doing, man?
The girls are doing good. I got one in college that's a freshman.
Heck yeah.
She's about to turn 19 November 8th. I got a 16-year-old and Skylar, my youngest, 12. She is in my pocket. when I say she's in my pockets, she just she just turned 12 and
she's out of pocket in your pocket.
Yeah, but she asked me for Burberry perfume.
All the good stuff.
Some shoes. This is how I'm just like, man, I started her early, you know, but that's just something I started. I tell any guy, you know, if you have daughters, take them and you know, show them the life, because you don't want another man. You want them to understand what it's like to be treated by a man, a good man at that. You know, open your door, go into restaurants and different things, and just how to be treated.
Yeah,
and appreciate them.
Good so. John Mayer song, "Fathers Be Good to Your Daughters." Great jam.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if John Mayer's high on your list, but it's check it out. It's
I got
that Don porn and listen to John Mayer. You'll be in the same sentence as me. Hey, thanks for coming in studio today, man. We appreciate it. What's your score prediction tonight?
My score prediction, 31, I say Chiefs 31-10.
Ooh, 31-10. I like it.
We're going to bed early tonight, Bob.
Yes, hopefully we are going to bed early.
Chiefs going to win, right?
Okay. Yeah. The young man says yes, wearing his dad's jersey from Kansas City. I think that's great.
That's awesome.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.